Seder snippet, series of Genesis, sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelena Avram Foreman for a refuah shlema, Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. We are on the last bracha of the Amida. We concluded our introduction of Sim Shalom Tova of Racha, the bracha that is the greatest kli, that's machzik bracha, which is shalom, peace. And we've described all forms of shalom that we're hoping for, peace and wholeness for ourselves, in our family, for Klal Yisrael, in every which way and in every which fashion. So let's begin the bracha itself. Sim Shalom. The word Sim, we turn to Hashem and we ask Him, Sim Shalom. What does the word Sim mean? To place. Place peace. What kind of a peace? A peace that's Tova, Uvracha, Chein, V'chesed, V'rachamim. Give it aleinu to us and to all of the Jewish people. But why do we use the word Sim? Place. As opposed to the word Tein. Could have said, Tain Shalom, give peace, give prosperity, give wholeness, give harmony. Why Sim instead of Tain? So the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar, by the Torah Tamima, and others say similarly, there's a fundamental difference between the word Sim and Tain. Tain means to give, and if a person gives, what can they do? Could take away what they gave. Sim, to place, means place permanently. So we don't want Hashem to give a peace which is going to be give and take, temporary peace, permanent peace, temporary ceasefire, permanent peace. We want permanent. Sim means place, a peace, a lasting peace, a permanent peace, as opposed to tain, which can mean to give and to take away. The Sefer Acher Shalom L'Shalom, it's quoted by the Tal Leoros, connects it to our Parsha. You got to love when Siddur snippets and the Parsha come together. Where do you see the word Sim in our Parsha? Som tasim alecha melech. So he says, Kishamelech royal melucha te asim matmidus kavua. When it's a worthy king and we're a worthy people, so the king will be placed in a position of authority permanently. Kishyesh chashash she'ina melech yinei karoi. But when this king might be corrupt and the people are unworthy, then the pasuk in Hosea says, Etain lecha melech ba'api ve'ekach ba'varti. Then it says, Etain, I will give. Give and take away. So there are two ways a king can be given, with the word tain or with the word sim. And here we want sim. Our longing and our hope is for a peace and for a harmony, which is sim, where Hashem places it, and it's placed permanently, not only temporarily. But then we conclude, what kind of a shalom, what kind of a peace do we want? Sim shalom, tova uvrach. A good peace. Is there a bad peace? Is there a shalom which is ra? A shalom which is bad, that we need to ask for a good peace. Peace is peace. Peace is good. Ain't kli machzik bracha like shalom. So why do we have to elaborate? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sim shalom, but a shalom which is bracha, which is tova uvracha. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, he explains that in fact there is a shalom which is ra. If you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Beis, it says, sheket for a shalom, quiet for wicked evil people, is ra lahem v'ra la'olam. When wicked people have peace and quiet, it's bad for them and it's bad for the world. Because when they have quiet, it's when they get into trouble. It's when they look for trouble, it's when they create trouble. It's bad for them, it's bad for the world to have such a form of a harmony or a peace or a quiet, which itself is going to create this opening of this vacuum where harm or negative things can happen. So we ask Hashem, don't give a shalom which is ra. Give a shalom which is tova. Perhaps we, in the period we find ourselves, certainly with our brothers and sisters in the forefront of our minds, we can appreciate the difference between a shalom which is ra and a shalom which is tova. The world is trying to pressure Israel to accept a peace, but a peace which is incomplete, which is temporary, in which we don't get everyone back, peace in which we remain vulnerable and in danger, is not a good peace. It's not a shalom which is tova uvracha. So what we long for is a lasting and permanent, a true and authentic, a real shalom which is tova uvracha, not a shalom which is ra'a. So at first we ask, why do we have to elaborate? The answer is, because not all peace, even that we pursue for ourselves, that the world wants to impose on us, is a peace which is good. So we dafke ask Hashem for a shalom which is tova uvracha. Rav Avram ben Agra has another interpretation. As we've said in several times in introducing this bracha, ain kli machzik bracha like shalom. Shalom is the kli machzik. You could have all the blessings in the world, but if you have no container, nothing to hold them in, then they're useless and they're worthless. So what's the container that holds all the blessings we have? The container is shalom, is peace. That means if peace is a container, it gives boundaries. So we want any bracha, particularly material blessings, if they don't have boundaries, if they don't have limits, they don't become a blessing, they become a curse. If shalom is the kli, is the vessel, is the container that holds blessing, it's giving a boundary to the blessings of our lives, that's the ultimate bracha. So what we're looking for, what we're asking for, according to Rav Avraham ben Agra, is sim shalom tova uvracha. Shalom is tova for bracha. Shalom, having peace, is good for blessings. Having boundaries and a container, limitations, is good for blessings. Even too many blessings can be a curse. Having them contained, having them with boundaries, is reinforcing the blessing that they are. And therefore, sim shalom, give us peace. And if it's the machz, if it's the kli, then that shalom is tova uvracha. It's good for the bracha that we have in our lives. We'll continue with Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night.